So let's review. Our daf begins by presenting a braisa with four cases where there is no knas for oinus mafata. Tan rabbanan. The first case is arayis vishnias larayis. Ein len lo knas v'lo pitoy. The Gemara presents two explanations for this based on the machlokes taught on daf chaf tes. The pasuk states, v'lo yisia leisha, he is required to marry her. Shimna timni oimer, isha sheyesh b'havaya. Shimna timni says the pasuk teaches that she must be a woman whose kedushin is effective. This excludes from knas, a woman who is chiva krisis, and certainly chiva Mrs. Bezdin, because in Bahavaya, her kedushin is not effective. Therefore, when our braisa says, arayis v'shnis l'arayis, ein lehen lo knas v'lo pitoy, arayis refers to chiva Mrs. Bezdin, and shnis refers to chiva krisis. However, for chiva lavin, there is a knas for enes mafata, because yesh Bahavaya, her kedushin is effective. Reb Shimon ben Manasseh oimer, isha haru'uya l'kaima. Reb Shimon ben Manasseh says the pasuk teaches that she must be a woman whose marriage is permitted. This excludes from knas even chiva lavin ve'ese, because ein haru'uya l'kaima. Their marriages are prohibited. Therefore, in our braisa, arayis refers to chiva Mrs. Bezdin v'chiva krisis, shnis refers even to chiva lavin. However, shnis cannot be understood as shnis midrabanan, because minat Torah they are ru'uy l'kaima and certainly yesh b'havaya. The braisa proceeds to the second case, hamima enes, ein lo lo knas ulo pitoy. The Gemara presents two machloikis related to this teaching, whether there's knas for enes u'mafata of a katana. The Rabban hold that both a naira and a katana receive knas. Reb Meir holds that only a naira receives knas but not a katana. Up to which point is a girl able to do mian? Reb Yehuda holds that a katana and a naira may do mian. Reb Meir holds that only a katana may do mian, but not a naira. Therefore, hamema enes ain lo knas v'le pitur, according to Reb Meir, because she is a katana, according to Rabban and Reb Yehuda, because since she was married, she is becheskes ba'ula, and only a besula receives a knas for enes mafata. The braisa proceeds to the third case, eilanes. The reason for this is because an eilanes goes from being a ketana to being a begeris, because she has no simonim, and our tana holds that only a naira receives knas for enes mafata. The Gemara presents a related discussion. We learned in the braisa, hachareshes v'hashayte v'habegeris u'mukaseitz, ein lehen tainis besulim. The Gemara explains that by a begeris, sometimes yesh lo tainis besulim, and sometimes ein lo tainis besulim. If the tainis besulim is tainis pesach besuach, then we say ein lo tainis besulim, because by a begeris, pesach besuach does not indicate anything. However, if the tainis besulim is tainis damim, that she did not have any dam, we say yesh lo tainis besulim, because even a begeris who is a besula has dam. Regarding a summa, there is a machlokes. The Tanakhama says yesh lehen tainis besulim. Reb Meir says ein lehen tainis besulim. The Gemara explains the reasoning of Reb Meir. Mepnei shenechavetes al gabei karka, she may fall to the ground, and ein araya vein amar lima. Since she is blind, she will not see that she bled, and will not be able to inform her mother, and so she will never come to know what had happened to be able to inform her husband. The braisa proceeds to the fourth and final case. Vayetzis mishum shemra ein lo knas v'lo pitur. The Gemara explains that this refers to Misha Yotza la Shemra Bialdusa. She had a bad reputation for inappropriate behavior. Therefore, she is assumed to no longer be a Besula. The Gemara explains that the Shemra is based on the Asu Beitrei Va'amri L'Deitu Tevasinu Be'isura. Two Edom testify that she sought them to do an Avera. However, the Nafak Ala Kalid is Anoi, a mere rumor is not accepted for her to lose our Knas. The Gemara proceeds to the next Mishnah. The Mishnah presents cases where there is no knas for enes mafata. Zok the Mishnah, ve'elu she'en lehen knas. Haba ala giyaris, v'ala shvuya, v'ala shivcha, she'nifter, v'she nisgayr, v'she nishtachru, yiseris al benoy shal shom yamechad. The following do not receive a knas. A non-Jewish woman who converted, or an abducted woman who is redeemed, or a maidservant who is freed, after they were already 3 years old, because we assume that she is no longer a besula. V'huda Eimer, Shvuya Sheniftis Harehi Bikdushasa Afa Pisha Gedayla. A Shvuya does receive Knas, because we do not assume that she is no longer a besula. The Mishnah proceeds to present cases of arayos. Habal bitoy, abas benoy, abas ishtoy, elon knas b'nei shemeschayv b'nafshoy. The Mishnah explains, shemisasan bidei bezdin, v'chol meschayv b'nafshoy ein mishal momen, shenema v'lo yeh osin, onishi onish. The pasuk is saying that a person is only chayv to pay for hitting a woman and causing her to miscarry if she did not die from it. However, if she died, the person is chayv mishal bezdin, and is not chayv to pay for causing her to miscarry. The Gemara begins by presenting two opinions for why Rabbi Yehuda holds Shvuya sheniftes harei biktushasa af al pesha gedoyla. Rabbi Yechlin says biktushasa kaima, because we do not assume that an aver was done with her, and therefore if she was married to a kohen, shvuya chelis betruma. Rambam says that generally machzikin la becheskes bula. We do assume that an aver was done with her, and therefore if she was married to a kohen, shvuya einar chelis betruma. And the reason for harehi b'kedushasa, that she receives a knas, is because shelo yehei chayta niska. A person who does an aveira should not benefit from it.